Next, we bring you a couple of letters from the evening news. The first is from Marcus Moore of Sprowston, who has found memories of Anglia Square. Anglia Square has been an eyesore for many years. It's sad to see it looking so empty. It used to be full of life with lots of people, senior citizens and young families during core daytime, and workers just before closing time. I have many fond memories of market stalls, fruit and veg, dolls and toy machines with children riding. I first began my career as a volunteer in a charity shop. I have found many fond memories, including one mistakenly putting the auditor's laptop on the compactor, crash, bang, wallop, automatically assuming it was a suitcase. Well, he did leave it by the pile of rubbish. It was able to be retrieved in one piece, and in fact the gentleman is now sailing a yacht. Also, my then deputy burning her toast where the fire alarms went off. And the manager never evacuated the shop, which prompted the then Anglia Square Centre manager, Roy Ruggles, to give the manager a polite admonish. It's such a shame that some folks are no longer with us here today to see this project through. Ending on a positive note, at least both Poundland, Iceland and Savers, St Stephen's, are easier to access by transport in order to carry heavy goods home by bus.
Dusty Miller of Norwich has the final word. What a joy to open the paper and see the happiness shining in the face of 7-year-old Brandon, winner of the BBC 500 Words competition. What delighted me even more was his message about the story he had written and the encouragement he had received from his teacher, Mrs. Elvin. He explained, "It gives me a message of showing kindness to others and how this can be returned." What compassionate and wise words from a 7-year-old. I would just like him to know that he is in good company with his thinking. In her Christmas message, Princess Kate said these words, "We must find a space to live our lives with love and kindness." It would seem that this little fellow has already done that and is a shining light into the darkness of our present world situation, proving yet again that the pen is mightier than the sword. This inspires me, as very senior member of the older generation, to turn again to those lines from the poet Byron. "But words are things, and a small drop of ink falling like dew upon a thought produces that which makes thousands, perhaps millions, think." 44,000 entries from children aged between 5 and 11 were submitted to this competition. My congratulations to Brandon and all of you budding wordsmiths. I look forward to turning the pages of our future authors.